Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Zayin. We left off in daf Samach Vav, and today we're going to go backtrack a little bit to Hahi Itza. Last one on the line is Hahi, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Chavi Khan and Yoshua Kaufman for Rufur Shalema, for Yoshua Heschel ben Chaya Gittel, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, first we're going to continue the discussion about Nichsei Tzon Barzel, and when the woman demands the Nichsei Tzon Barzel back rather than the money, she wants the items themselves, is she entitled to do so? So we had machlokas about that. We're going to continue that conversation, and the Gemara is going to talk, what about if the Nichsei Tzon Barzel went up in value and she takes some of it back as her ksuba, can she demand to pay for the rest of it and get it back? Or do we say no, once she got paid her ksuba, that's it, she lost all the rights to the rest of the Nichsei Tzon Barzel? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if so normally the avadim of a kohen are allowed to eat truma, and if a kohen dies and he has there are avadim that are Nichsei Tzon Barzel, so they belong to him. When the Kohen dies, those Avadim are going to be able to eat Truma on account of his children. But what if he leaves a pregnant wife? Do the Avadim get to eat Truma on account of the fetus that's inside the pregnant wife? So the Gemara is going to have two possible explanations as to why not. We're going to discuss Nafkamina between them, and we're going to discuss whether the Shita that's brought in our Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi is a universally agreed upon Shita. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to to talk about what happens in different cases where a Bas Kohen that gets married or has Erisin or has a Zika to a person is Nifsal from eating Truma from her father's house, from eating Truma's Beis Avia, or a Bas Yisrael that has Nisuin or Erisin or a Zika to another person does not begin to eat Truma on account of those relationships with the Kohen. So let's begin again. Let's go back to Hahi Itza. Again, last one line is Hahi, about 8 lines from the end of the page. So the Gemara brings a Maisa that discusses Nichsei Tzon Barzel to figure out the discussion we had yesterday, Hadin Imo or Hadin Ima. If she says, I want the actual Nechasim back, rather than just being paid the value of the Nechasim at the time that we got married, I want the actual stuff, is Hadin Imo that he doesn't have to, or Hadin Ima? So the Gemara tells the story, it's a Daile Legavra, it's the Demilsa. There was a woman that brought into the marriage a talis that was made out of very fine wool, biksubasa, as part of the Nichsei Tzon Barzel. Shachiv, the husband, dies shaklo yasmi, and the yisomim took that talis upersua amisna, and they used it as tachrichim for the deceased father. So now the woman wants the talis back because that belongs to Beis Avia. That's something that always belonged to her in her family. So Rava kanya misna. Rava says the mace is kona the talis, because when the yorshei mace put the talis over the deceased, the talis became tachrichim for a mace. Tachrichim for a mace become asur ba'anah, so she can't take the talis. And instead, the yarshim are going to give her the money. They'll have to give her the value of the talis, but she cannot take the talis. How do I know tachrichim are asur ba'anah? It's a gzeirah shava sham shah me'egla rufa, that it's asur ba'anah kehegdish. Says the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us tachrichim mace are also asur ba'anah. So the Gemara asks on Rava. So Amrlei Nani Bered Rav Yosef Bered Rava L'Rav Kahana. Based on Rava that the talis becomes aser, it sounds like the halacha is like Rabbi Ami, that the nechasim belong to the husband, and when he dies, his yarshim yarshim those nechasim, and that's why the talis became aser when they used it as a tachrichim, because otherwise the talis should not have become aser, because someone who's not the owner of the object cannot aser an object that does not belong to him. So obviously, if the yarshim used that as a tachrichim emes and it worked to make it aser ba'anah, it must be that it belonged to them. But v'amar Ravam Rav Nachman, but then Ravam Rav Nachman tell us that we pass on Rav Yehuda that the din ima, that she has the right to ask for the Nichsei Tzon Barzel themselves back. So it sounds like it belongs to the Isha and not to the husband. So Amalei Rav Kana said to Nani Bered Rav Yosef, Mila Moder Rav Yehuda de Mechusar Gavaina. Wouldn't Rav Yehuda agree to Rabbi Ami that the Nichsei Tzon Barzel have not yet been collected from the husband? Calls man that the woman has not collected those Nichsei Tzon Barzel back from the husband, they belong to the husband. And that which Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadin Ima, that's if she's coming to collect her ksuba. So she has the right to say, you know what? I want those very nechasim that I brought into the marriage. Even if you'd rather pay me in cash, I want those nechasim back. But prior to the time of collection of the ksuba, she can make no such demand. It belongs to the husband. Since it has not yet been collected, it's not yet the time of collection, it remains in the rishus of the yisomim, of the husband and the yisomim, and they could therefore asr it ba'ana. So she has a shibud nechasim, but she's not able to collect the actual item because it has since become asr ba'ana. So says Gemara, Rava l'tamei, Rava, who said that the talus taka becomes asr ba'ana when it's used as tachrich ha'meis, is going l'shitaso da amar Rava. Hektish chametz v'shichur mafkin midei shibud. Rava holds that if Lova is maktish the nechasim with kedusha saguf, or you have a nachri that lends money to a Jew and he's meshabed, the soul is meshabed his chametz, and then it was avra pesach on that chametz, or shichur if someone was if a Lova was meshachur his eved kanani who was meshubed to the malva. All of that is mafkin midei shibud, because even though all of this was meshubed to the malva is not able to collect it, because if you're makdish the chayfetz that is meshubed to the malva, the hektish is going to be chal, and therefore the shibud falls off of that object, and the malva is not able to collect an object that belongs to hektish. And if you're meshabed your chametz to a nachri, and then over lava pesach, the shibud to the nachri it goes away, and it becomes aser bana. If you're meshacher your eved, it's meshubed to the malva. The eved is yotzei lecheres, and the malva is therefore unable to collect it. He's going to have to collect his money. He doesn't lose the loan. I mean, he gets to collect his money. He'll have to collect it imakom acher. He'll have to collect the money from some other property that you have. So over here also, by being poris the talus of the mace, it asers that talus ba'ana. So it's mafkia, the shibud of the woman in that talus. And of course the Yerushim are going to have to pay the ksuba, but they'll pay it from some other monies. They're not going to pay it from that talus. So the Gemara discusses kalim that a woman brought in her ksuba and she wants to take them after they go up in value, after they, meaning they're nichsets on barzel, so monetarily she's not entitled to anything more than they were worth at the time of the marriage, but she'd really like to have the kalim back. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yudah Ichnisalo Shnei Kalim Be'el of Zuz. Let's say she brought in two kalim, and together they were assessed at 1,000 zuz at the time of the marriage. Vishiv Chuvamdu al Shnei Alafim. And now they doubled in value, and the couple got divorced, and she wants her Nichsei Son Basel. She wants the value of what she brought into the marriage. So certainly, Echa Notalto Biksubasa, she could take one of the kalim as the full payment for the two kalim that she brought in, because at the time she brought them in, they were worth 1,000. Now one of the kalim is worth 1,000, so that she's entitled to. But the other one, she might say, you know what, I want to pay you for it, but I want it. I don't want to just be, to have to walk away from it. I don't want you to keep it. I want the item back. I'll pay you for it. But she has the right to demand to pay for it and get the item back because of shvach beis avia, because the particular kalim are part of the prestige of her family, and therefore she has the right to demand to purchase it. So says Gemara, my kamash milan shvach beis avia didahavi ha'am Rav Yehuda Chadazimna. We already said that yesterday. This concept of shvach beis avia is belongs to her because we said hadinima. Why is it that the husband has to give the nichsei tzon barzel themselves and not cash instead? What's her whole taina that I want the item that I don't want the cash? It's because of shvach beis avia didah. So this is just a repeat of that same idea, that if the husband still has the actual items of Nichsei Tzon Barzel, the only thing that's different in this case is he doesn't owe her anything anymore. Good, but she wants the kalim back, so she's allowed to pay for it. Of course, it's the very concept of Shvach Beis Avia. So says Marno, that makes a big difference, the fact that he doesn't owe her anything anymore. Mao detema, I might have thought, Hani Mili Heicha Demati L'Mishkol B'Ksubasa, that when do we say Shvach Beis Avia is Dida Havi? That's when she's collecting, she still hasn't yet been paid for her Ksuba. So the nechasim are worth exactly what the husband owes her, so that's where she has the right to say, give me the nechasim rather than cash, because you owe me anyway, so give me the nechasim, don't give me cash. But if the nechasim went up in value, and she's already been paid, so she's not owed anything anymore, that she has the right to demand to buy those nechasim from the husband? Lo, I would assume she does not have the right to force him to sell her those nechasim. So kamash milan, that's what Rav Yehuda says, that even if they're nisiakru, even if they went up in value, and therefore she's already been paid, she can demand to get it back from the husband. Good. Good, new Mishnah now. So again, as we said before, a Kohen whose Avadim eat Truma because they belong to him, and then the Kohen dies and he has children who yarshin him. So if there were Avadim that were Nichsei Tzon Barzel, when he died, meaning because they're Nichsei Tzon Barzel, the Avadim themselves don't go back to the woman. All that goes to the woman is the value of those Avadim at the time that they got married, so they can continue to eat Truma because his Avadim are going to be Yoresh, those Avadim. So those Avadim now belong to his children. So our Mishnah talks about a Kohen marries the Israelis, so through that marriage, the Avadim are going to eat, the woman's going to eat Truma, and the Avadim are going to eat Truma, and then she becomes pregnant, and the Kohen dies while she's pregnant. So do we say that Ubar is a Yoresh who is now Machil, the Avadim Truma? So Bas Yisrael, Shenisis the Kohen. You have a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, and she brought in Avdei Tzon Barzel at the time of the marriage, who are going to eat Truma because they belong to the Kohen. Umeis v'inicha mu'uberes. And then the Kohen dies while she is pregnant with his child. So even though, and the Mishnah doesn't state it, but it's even though he has more children as well, through with her, they have more children. So she's going to continue to eat Truma on account of the fact that she had children with this Kohen, meaning that's the halacha. Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, she can eat Truma as long as they produced a family, as long as they have any children. So she has more children. She's eating Truma on account of those children. But lo yochlu avadeha b'truma. The Avadim don't get to eat Truma, v'bnei chelko shel Ubar. Because one of the Yorshim of the Avadim is this Ubar. And because an Ubar is among the Yorshim, that prevents them from eating Truma. So the Gemara is going to have to discuss why. Why would the fact that one of the Yorshim is an Ubar prevent the Avadim from eating Truma? So the Mishnah just states the rule. Sho Ubar posel ve'eno machil divrei Rabbi Yosi. That an Ubar can pasel, meaning a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, so when she has a son, she does not go back to eating the Truma space Avia. And if she doesn't have a son, she does go back to eating the Truma space Avia. But if the husband dies and does not leave any children, but leaves her pregnant, so the Ubar pasels her from going back to Truma space Avia. But the Ubar does not have the ability to be ma'achil. By a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, and then the Kohen dies and she's pregnant, if she has a Vlad from her husband who's a Kohen, she can eat Truma on account of that Vlad. But if she doesn't have a child from the Kohen, but she's only pregnant from the Kohen, then she does not eat Truma on account of that fetus, because the fetus does not have the ability to be ma'achil his own mother, and therefore he also doesn't have the ability to be ma'achil Avadim that he yarshins from his father. Now, the difference between the mother and the Avadim is that when it comes to the Avadim, if he's even one of the owners of the Avadim, he's one of the Yarshim of the Avadim, so none of the Avadim get to eat Truma. So Amar lo, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, Me'ach Shad Delano al Bas Yisrael, the Kohen. Once you told us that a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and the Kohen dies and she's pregnant, that the Avdei Tzon Barzel don't get to eat Truma because the Uber is Yoresh and he's Eino Machil, so Afbas Kohen le Kohen umes. The same thing should be true if it was a Bas Kohen that was if everybody was Kohen. It was a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies. V'nichamu beres, and she's pregnant. Lo yochla v'da b'truma mnechelko shalubar. It's the same din. It's the same vart that certainly there. You know, the Uber is not connected to base aviha, so it has nothing to do with whether she's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen. Right? The Ubers the avadim are not going to be going back le base aviha. The avadim all belong to the children of the Kohen. But because one of those children is an Ubar, the Avadim don't get to eat Truma. So it really shouldn't matter, Lishi Toscha, the Chacham tell Rabbi Yossi, whether she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen or a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen. The point is, they have no Sheichus to her family, these Avdei Tzon Barzel. They have no Sheichus to her family. Their whole Sheichus is to his family. And because one of his Yarshim is an Ubar, that disqualifies them from eating Truma. So first, the Gemara is just going to discuss why. Before we can explain what the Chachamim are attacking and how Rabbi Yossi is going to defend what he said against the attack of the Chachamim. Just why? Why is it that having an Ubar among the Yarshim is going to prevent the Avdei Tzon Barzel from eating Truma? Ibayilu. Time of Rabbi Yossi is the reason for Rabbi Yossi that the Avadim Uyarsh and the Ubar Tori Truma Mishum Dekusavar Ubar B'Meizar is Zarhu. Is it because they hold that, because Rabbi Yossi holds that an Ubar that's inside a Yisraelis mother, a Bas Yisrael, has a din of a Zar because the baby is part of the mother. So if the mother's a Zara, the baby is a Zar. So Avadim that the Ubar Yarshin are considered to be Avde Zar. They're considered to be Avadim that belong to a non-Kohen, and that's why they don't eat Truma. Odil, meaning now when he's born, he's going to be a Kohen. But it means while he's not yet born, he's still a Zar, right? That the status of the fetus changes at birth. Well, I'm not getting involved in that sugya, but the status of the fetus as far as the kuhuna, according to this opinion, changes at birth. That uber b'mezar zaru l'chara, that would make a huge difference in terms of tumas kohanim as well, right? So the Magen Avraham quotes in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's Shach. The Shach quotes, I think, in Yeridaya, that why is it that an Eishes Kohen who's pregnant is allowed to go to a cemetery, let's say, or to somewhere, be Mitami Lemeis? So he writes that it's a Svek Sveka. Safek, maybe the baby's a girl, so there's no issue of Tumas Kohanim. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's a Nefel. Then maybe the baby's not a Bar Kayam, he's not going to make it. So Mitami Svek Sveka, that's why it's not a problem of tumah. So all the achronim are bothered. Mitam svek sveka, it's tumah balua. The tumah balua is not impacted if the tumah is completely encased within something else, like an uber is in the mother. Okay, but leaving aside that kash of tumah balua, if you say uber b'mezara is a zar, so that alone should make it okay that he has no issue of tumas kohanim yet because he's a zar. But that's the havamin over here. That's one suggestion. That maybe the reason the avadim don't need truma is because they are avadim that partially belong to a zar, because they belong to this ubar who's being held by a bas Yisrael, being carried by a bas Yisrael. Odilma yalud machil. Then maybe the reason of Rabbi Yossi is based on the pasuk v'yalid beso heim yochlu belachmo. The pasuk says so. We darshin that yalud machil, that someone who's already born could be machil truma she'enu yalud, but someone who's not already born is. Meaning an Uber is Eino Machil, does not have the ability to be Machil Truma, and therefore the Uber cannot be Machil Truma to the Avadim. So the Mai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina, whether the reason is because the Uber is a Zar or because it's a special need from the Pasuk? So the Uber B'mei Kohenes. Nafkamina is the Avadim of an Uber Kohen in a Kohenes woman. So do they get to eat Truma? If you're going to say it's because the Uber B'mei Zar is considered a Zar, so that's only if the mother's a Zara, but if the mother's a Kohenes, then the Uber is not a Zar, and therefore the Avadim will eat Truma. But if you say that because Yalud Machil, Sheinu Yalud Eino Machil, then it has nothing to do with who the mother is. It shouldn't matter if she's a Kohenes or not. So that's going to be the Nafkamina. So what Taka is the reason for Rabbi Yossi that an Uber is not Machil? So the Gemara says, oh, that happens to be a Machlokas Amarayim Amarabba. Hainu, time of the Rabbi Yossi, Tuksavar, Uber B'mezara, Zarhu, Rabbi Yossi, Famar, Yalud Machil, and Yalud Eino Machil. And here you have it, that Rabba suggests that the basis of Rabbi Yossi Shita is because an Uber B'mezara is a Zar, that the fetus has the status of a Zar, and Rabbi Yosef disagrees, and Rabbi Yosef holds it's because only the child that's already born could be Machil Truma. A child that's not already born cannot be Machil Truma. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yosef, who says that it's all because of Yalud Machil, Sheinu Yalud Eino Machil, Semei Shvei Omru Lo, in the Brisa tells us that Omru Lo Rabbi Yosef, the Chachamim challenged Rabbi Yosef, Me'achar She'ad Talon Al Bas Yisrael a Kohen. Once you're going to tell me a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen and the Kohen dies while she's pregnant, that the Avadim do not get to eat Truma because the Ubar is one of the Yorshim and he cannot be Machil, Bas Kohen the Kohen Mahu. What would the din be if a Bas Kohen marries a Kohen and the husband dies and leaves her pregnant? Will we also say that the Ubar is Yorish and not Machil the Avadim Truma? Or maybe in such case the Avadim will eat Truma. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yosef said, Zo Shamati Vizolo Shamati. What does that mean? That when it's a Bas Yisrael, that I know that the Avadim are not going to eat Truma, that I know that that the Ubar prevents the Avadim from eating Truma. So that's why I dafka said the halacha in such a case. But an Ubar whose mother is a Bas Kohen, Lo Shamati. I never heard such a thing that the Avadim are not going to eat Truma. In fact, the way Rashi understands, I heard the opposite. I heard that when it's a bas kohen, the kohen, then the baby is going to, then the avadim are going to eat truma on account of that uber. Why? Why are the avadim going to eat truma on account of that uber? So yam bishlomu ubn mezara zarhu. If you say the whole basis of Rabbi Yossi, why the avadim generally don't eat truma is because the baby is a zar, since his mother is a zara, haynu dekamalu zoshamati vizolo shamati, then it makes sense to be mechalik, that if the mother is taka, a zara, then the baby is not going to be able to be machal avadim truma. But if the mother is a kohenes, then the baby will be able to be machil truma. But if you're going to say that yalad machil einu yalad einu machil, so then my zol shemati v'zol shemati. How can you say zol shemati v'zol shemati? It's mamish, the same exact case. If you hold that it's all about the idea that an unborn baby does not have the ability to be machil truma, so kasha. So that price is in fact a very strong raya on against Rav Yosef, who said that the reason is the reason for Rabbi Yossi is yalad machil shenu yalad eino machil. So the Gemara brings machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, if the ubar yarshins and the avadim and the avadim that he yarshins do not eat truma, or maybe he doesn't yarshin and they do eat. So Rabbi Yom Shmuel zo divrei Rabbi Yossi, that what it says in our Mishnah, that a kohen dies and the wife is pregnant and he also has other children, that the avadim that he's morish don't get to eat truma because the uber also has a chelek in those avadim, and since one of the owners of those avadim is this uber, they don't get to eat truma. What we've been talking about the whole time, that is shitas Rabbi Yossi. Aval chachamim omrim yesh lo banim ochlim mishum banim, that if he has actual children that are alive and they're in this world, other than this ubar, so the avadim do get to eat truma on account of those banim, because only those banim that are already born are going to yarshin. The ubar doesn't yarshin, and therefore he does not pass all those avadim from eating truma. Ein lo banim, if the kohen does not have other children other than this ubar, so ochlo mishum achim, then the avadim are going to eat truma because of whoever yarshins him, because of his brothers who are also kohanim, and they are the yarshim, meaning this ubar is not a yoresh at all. He's only an Uber. So, ein lo achim, ochlim mishum mishpacha kula. And if he doesn't have any brothers, he has a yoresh, unless he's a ger. He can't be a ger because he's kohen. So he has a yoresh somewhere. So whoever the yorshim are, on account of those yorshim, the avadim are going to eat truma. So the Uber is out of the picture. He doesn't yarshin, and therefore, because he doesn't yarshin, he also doesn't passel. Whenever Namor says zu divrei, it always means to say that it's a machlokas rabim against the yachid. So, like over here, the shita that an uber zocha, that's shita's Rabbi Yossi, who's a yachid, against the shita of the rabbanon, who are the rabim. So, generally speaking, whenever we say, the Rishonim point out, whenever we say zu divrei, like Amar Rabbi Yom Shmuel, zo divrei Rabbi Yossi, we're always trying to say, by identifying that zo divrei Rabbi Yossi, we're trying to say, and we don't paskin that way, because we're trying to say that's a das yachid, and there are rabim that disagree with him, and therefore we don't paskin like that way. It's only when the Gemara explains the Gemara says explicitly that the Amora holds like that, then we assume that he's not saying halacha karabim, but just generally saying zodivrei, and the Chum disagree, we're saying, and therefore we shouldn't pass in that way. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that Shmuel said zodivrei Rabbi Yossi, so it sounds like zo v'lo svirule, that Shmuel is identifying the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and he's saying lo svirule, I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that an uber yarshin, so I hold like the Chachamim that an uber does not yarshin. So ask the Gemara, really? Shmuel holds like Chachamim that an uber has no zechia, that an uber does not yarshin? Ha'amar le Shmuel the Rav Chana Bagdasa'a. Didn't Shmuel once tell Rav Chana Bagdasa'a, poke Isili Be'asara, go grab for me a minion, De'emelach Ban Payus, so that I can make a big deal and be Mefarsame in front of them that I'm Mezaka Lu'ubar Kana, that if a person is Mezaka to an Uber, a Matana through someone else, he does a through Zikoy, someone is Kona something on behalf of an Uber, that the Uber is in fact Kona, because an Uber has the ability to be Kona Nechasim. So if he has the ability to make an actual Kinyan on Nechasim, so certainly he has the ability to be Yoresh Nechasim that belonged to his father. So don't you see Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef? you'll see that there is zechiyatun ubar ella svirale zo svirale. No, it must be that in this case, when Shmuel said zo div Rabbi Yossi, it's a zo svirale. He's saying zo div Rabbi Yossi, and not that I reject the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, but that I in fact accept the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Agav, when we say Rav Chana Bagdisa, Rashi over here writes Balagada lishnachrina shem makom shu bavel sheshmo Baghdad, and you'll find Rashi throughout Shas will say one or the other that either Bagdisa means that he's a Balagada, that he was known for his drushas and for his agadic teachings, or it means he came from the city of Baghdad, that he was Iraqi, that he came from Baghdad. Okay. The Gemara asks, if Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi, my kamashmulan, what's Shmuel telling me when he says Zodiv Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said it beferish in the Mishnah, meaning Shmuel's not really adding when he says Zodiv Rabbi Yossi. If you want to say Zodiv Rabbi Yossi and I hold like him, we already know Zodiv Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said it beferish in the Mishnah. So the pligi rabbana laid Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, no, what he's telling me is that it's not universally accepted. Rabbi Yossi sheet is rejected by the rabbanon. So frakli Gemara, when we pligi, the rabbanon really disagree with Rabbi Yossi, Masav Rabbi Zakkai, so Rabbi Zakkai challenges this, that we find that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi, because the Braisa tells us, Zo Edus Heyud Rabbi Yossi Mipi Shmaya V'Avtalion. This is Edus that Rabbi Yossi said, that he has a Kabbalah from Shmaya V'Avtalion. Now, he never actually met Shmaya V'Avtalion, because Shmaya V'Avtalion were from the first Tanoim, they were the ones that were that argued about Smicha and Chagigadav Tazayin, and Rabbi Yossi was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was many generations later, but that he's made that he had a tradition that this was the Shita of Shmaya V'Avtalion, that an Uber is Yorish Avadin, that his father was Morish to him and passes him from eating Truma, Vahodulo, and the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yossi. So you see that it's not a Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Yossi. So why does Shmuel think that Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi? So Rav Ashi, Mikatani Kiblu Vahodulo Katani, the Mistaver Taime. It doesn't say that they were Makabel his Psak. It says Vahodulo, that they agreed that what he's saying makes a lot of logical sense, but that doesn't mean that the Rabbanan necessarily agreed with the Psak Balab line, that the Ubar has the ability to Yarshin and therefore has the ability to passel the Avadim from eating Truma. So the Gemara brings a Braisa where we have a lot of Shittos and Tanoim about the din of Avadim that belong to a Kohen who died and left over an Ubar, whether those Avadim eat Truma or not. So Tan Rabbanan. So again, on our topic, the Braisa just elaborates with more Shittos. So the Kohen marries a Bas Shol and he dies. He niaf banim and he leaves actual children, and his wife is not pregnant, and he has avadim that the wife brought in as nuxis on barzel elu and nuxi melug elu ve'elu. Whether it's the avdei melug of the woman, whether it's the avdei tzon barzel ochlin, they get to eat truma. The avdei melug get to eat truma because they belong to the woman, and since the woman is going to eat truma because on account of her children that she had from her kohen husband, so her avadim get to eat truma as well. And the avdei tzon barzel belong to him, and he was a kohen, and now they belong to his children, and they're kohen. Him, so they get to eat truma as well. But inichu muberes, let's say he left her pregnant and he doesn't have other children, elu ve'elu ein ochlin, then neither the avdei melug nor the avdei tzon barzel eat truma. The avdei melug don't eat truma because they belong to the woman, and she doesn't eat truma because she's a Yisraelis who did not have children from the kohen, and the uber does not get to feed his mother truma because yulud machil sheinu yulud eino machil. So her avadim are not going to eat truma either, and avdei tzon barzel are not going to eat truma because the uber is Yorish, and an Uber who's Yorish does not get to be Machil Avadim Truma. But Iniach Banim Vihinichmu Beres, the case we've been talking about the whole time, where he had children and he left her pregnant, so Avdei Melug, the Avadim that belong to her, Ochlim Kedarech Sheyochals, they get to eat Truma because she gets to eat Truma because she has children from this husband. But Avdei Tzon Barzel Lo Yochlu, but his Avadim, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, don't get to eat in Mechalko Shel Ubar, Shel Ubar Posel Veinu Machil, Div Rabbi Yossi, because the Ubar is one of the owners of these Avdei Tzon Barzel, and the Ubar Yarshins, and he is not able to be Machal Avadim Truma. That is Rabbi Yossi Shita. So Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagree in the last case where he does not leave Banim, where he does leave Banim and he leaves her pregnant. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Yomri Mishum Aviv, Habas Machalas Haben, Eno Machal. If the Kohen dies and he leaves an Ubar Kippur and a bas. So the bas is machil l'avdi tzom barzel truma, but if he leaves an uber and a ben, the ben is not machil l'avadim truma, because the uber yarshins along with the ben. So the Gemara will explain what he means by that. We'll have to get into that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, zecharim yochlu, if he left male children and the uber, then the avadim are going to eat truma, whether it be the avdi melug of the woman, because since she's going to eat truma on account of the male children that she has from her husband, so her avadim are going to eat truma, or whether it be the avdi tzon barzel that eat because of the banim zecharim, that we're not choshesh that maybe the uber is a zachar and he's yorish together with the other brothers. Kula nekevels, but if they're all the living, surviving children, all the children who've already been born are female children, and you have this uber, so then lo yochul, the avadim do not get to eat truma, because since the uber yarshins, we have to be choshesh shemim to uber zachar vein lebanos malkum aven klum. Maybe the uber is the only yorish, because if he's a boy, he's going to be the only yorish, and the children who've already been born do not own these avadim at all, and that's why they're not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara asks on this reason that we gave, that when they're all daughters, the avadim don't eat truma, because maybe the child is going to be a boy. My iria shemi yimatzi uber zachar. Typically, didn't came in ami pasla. Why do we have to say that maybe it's going to be a boy? Even if the uber is a girl, he has a chelik, she would have a chelik in the Yerusha like all the other daughters, right? It would be like Menos Slavchad, where if they're only daughters, all the daughters yarshin. So the avadim would not be able to eat truma because of the chelik of the uber in the Yerusha. Meaning, for sure, this uber is a chelik in the Yerusha. It says the uber is yarish and is not machil. So chadavod kamar. No, that's exactly what he meant to say. The Tanna wanted to say two reasons why the avadim don't get to eat truma. Chada, one reason is dinakeva nami pasla, that an uber that's in a keva is even though an uber is yarish and the avadim did not eat because of the uber, meaning because the uber is yarish. The ode, and on top of that, shemiyim to uber zachar vein lebanos makom aben klum, and on top of that, the uber might be the only yarish. So it means to say two reasons why the avadim not going to eat truma. First of all, the uber might be a yoresh, and second of all, the uber might be the only yoresh. And either way, because it's an uber, he's not going to be able to be machal truma. So the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai now. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that if there were banim, so zucharim yochlu, the avadim are going to eat truma. So ask the Gemara, why? Vayiku uber. What are you going to do about the uber? Isn't the uber one of the yorshim also? So kasava, no, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that in choshin limi uta, that we're not choshesh for the idea that maybe the uber is a zachar and that he's going to yarshin the chelik together with them, because the uber might be in a keva and therefore is not going to be yorish at all. And even if the uber is a zachar, maybe he's a nefel. Same sfek we said before, that the uber might be in the keva, and plus even if the uber is a zachar, he might not make it. And therefore, when there are other sons that are already born, the avadim are going to be able to eat truma on account of them. Rabbi Yossi is choshish lemiuta, and Rabbi Yossi thinks that because the uber might be a yoresh, therefore it's going to possible the avadim from eating truma. V'ibayseimo, or another explanation, liolam kasavar choshish lemiuta. Maybe both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Yochai are choshish lemiuta, that if she's pregnant, the avadim are not going to eat truma because maybe the uber is a zachar, maybe he yarshins. When Rabbi Shimon Yochai says that if there are already born male children, the avadim get to eat truma, davdin le takante. That's that we make a takana for the avad, that we're mamed an apotropos for the ubar, and we're mechalik the nechasim that they yarshin from their fathers, and from their father, and we give the already born children the eved, and therefore the eved eats truma, because now the eved is the exclusive property of the children that are already born, and the uber will take something else. He'll take a field, he'll take some clothing or something like that in as compensation, for not getting the eved. And that way the uber is not one of the owners of the eved. Once the uber is not one of the owners of the eved, so good, so now the avadim are going to eat truma. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, Tamrav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Yisomim Shabo Lachlok Benichse Aviyem, if Yisomim come to Beis Din to take the portion of their father's Nechasim, Beis Din Amidin Lam Apotropos, Beis Din can appoint for them an Apotropos, Baru Lam Chelek Yafa, and he'll do the negotiating for them in terms of which portion of the Yerusha they're going to get. Higdilu Yichol Limchos, when they get a little bit older, they could make a Macha and be Mevatel, the Chalukah of the Apotropos. That's what Rav Nachman said in the Mishwam. Rav Nachman Tidei Amar, Rav Nachman himself says, Higdilu Ein Yichol. We appoint an apotropos, what are you going to do? You appoint an apotropos and take all the teeth out of it and take all the authority out of it and say that as soon as the kid becomes a mitzvah, you could reject everything the apotropos did. did. No, Rav Nachman says we appoint the apotropos and then we empower the apotropos, and the child does not get to back out on it. Tim Kain Makloch Beisin Yafu, because otherwise, what was the point? So Rav Shimon Chayu says Zecharim Yochlu. That means that when that we're mechalik the nechassim, like Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel said, you have an apotropos, you're mechalik the nechassim, and good. And now the sons that have already been born are the only ones that own the avadim, and the uber does not own the avadim. So it says Gemara Lema to Rav Nachman Tanoihi. So maybe this that which Rav Nachman said that the Chum Ramasakein that we appoint an apotropos who's then going to help divide the estate, that's a machlokas tanoim, because that now is apparently the machlokas between Rav Shimon ben Chai and Rav Yosi, because Rav Shimon ben Chai said that when there are male children that are already born, the avadim truma is holding like Rav Nachman, because an apotropos works it out that they get all of the avadim. Why didn't Rav Yosi say the same thing? Apparently Rav Yosi thinks that you don't have an apotropos that divides the estate and sees to it that the avadim all belong to the children who've already been born. So says Marlo, to call the amulet of Rav Nachman, all the Tanayim agree with Rav Nachman that we are mamon and apotropos to do the chalukah. Rav Yosi also agrees that if that in fact happened, then and all the avadim went to the already born sons, so of course the avadim are going to eat truma. V'hacha, over here, the machlokas between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and Rav Yosi is talking about where they didn't make an apotropos. V'chosh l'miyuta k'miflagi. And if they didn't make an apotropos, we have to figure out, is the uber a yoresh or not? So there's a 48% chance, let's say, that he's a yoresh, because 50-50 whether it's a boy or a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's a nefel. So is that enough to consider him a yoresh? That minority chance, less than 50% chance, is that enough to consider him a yoresh? And that's the nekudas hamachlokas. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi that we mentioned in the Braisa. We never got back to that shita. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Amar Mishum Aviv Habas Ma'ach that the daughter can be machil the avadim truma, but not the sons, which is counterintuitive. The Gemara thinks that this means that if the kohen dies and he leaves a daughter plus this uber, then the avadim eat truma. But if he leaves a son plus this uber, then the avadim do not eat truma because of the chelik of the uber. So maishna ben delo machil. Why is it that if he leaves a son plus the uber, the avadim don't get to eat truma? Mishum chelko shel uber must be obviously because the uber is one of the Yorshim of these Avadim, and we consider the Uber to be one of the Yorshim, and therefore the Avadim don't get to eat Truma. Well, by that same token, Bas Nami lo takum b'nei chelko shel Uber. If he left daughters and an Uber, so the Uber is also one of the Yorshim. Adraba, the Uber has a much, much greater chance of being one of the Yorshim. Because in that case, even if the Uber is a girl, he's one of the Yorshim. So Abaye says, Rabbi Shmuel did not mean to say that if he leaves a daughter and an Uber and there are no sons, that the Bas is machil Truma to the Avadim, because the Uber has the exact camp, because the Uber is a chelik in the Yerusha. No, the Avadim would not eat Truma. Over here we're talking about where the father was morish a small amount of nechassim, which is not enough to supply the sons and also to provide mizonos for the daughters until they reach the age of bagrus, because the father, as part of the ksuba, is responsible for supporting the daughters kol yimei katnusam v'na'arusam, as long as they are a katana, as long as they are nara, until they reach the age of bagrus. So chamur masakein that they get those nechassim, and the banim are not going to get anything from those nechassim. The banim are going to have to be sho'al al psachim. They're going to have to go around and beg for money, because it's a big bizayim for the daughters to have to go around and beg, so the sons are going to have to go around to beg. The father left the son and the daughter, so midar raisa, the nechassim belong to the son. But since it's a nechassim muatim, the chamar masakin, that practically all the nechassim are going to go to the daughter to feed her. So that's why we say that the bas is machal the avadim, and the uber does not prevent the avadim from eating truma. Because manavshach, if the baby is a boy, lo adav mehay dekai. Well, the actual living boys do not get to have any of these nechassim, so the uber is not going to get anything anyway, because we have to give it to the daughters. And ibasi, and if the uber is a daughter, so my achla, why would if the uber is a bas, so it's also not ma'akev the avadim from eating truma, because when you have banim mida arai, so the nechassim belong to them. So my achla, why does the surviving daughter get to be yorish by nechassim muatim? But takanta derabanan, it's a takana derabanan. So kamadul enough lavir olam no takin rabanan. But the rabanan were not masakin mizonos for an uber. The rabanan, that takana derabanan is only for people who are alive in this world, and therefore it's not. She's the fetus is not going to be entitled to the avadim imanav shach. So b'mayu kimto nechassim muatim. So he said the whole case is talking about nechassim muatim. But even sefer, the sefer goes on to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that if the father leaves only daughters, the avadim do not get to eat truma because shami yimto uber zachar vein lebanos malchum ben klum, because the uber might be a zachar. But adrab nechassim muatim debanos ninu. But if we're talking about nechassim muatim, then even if the uber is a zachar, it all goes to the girls anyway. So sefer asal nechassim ruben. No, we're switching the case when we go into the sefer. That's talking about where there's plenty of stuff to go around. Nechassim muatim to banos ninu. But is that true that nechassim muatim all goes to the banos? That if the male yisomim sell the nechassim muatim, masha machru machru, they have the, it's a binding sale. That lemay bas de katani aim. No, when it says so, a different explanation. When it says bas in the brisa in Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't mean a bas machelis. It means the almana of the kohen. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi means to say that the almana of the kohen who eats truma, meaning she has sons from him, that she's going to eat truma, so she's machil her avde maluk truma as well because they belong to her. And when we said a ben eno machil, it means that eno machil to the avde tzorn barzel because of the chelik of the ubar. Ihachi ayin Rabbi Yossi, but then it's just a repeat of Rabbi Yossi. So says Mara, Kula Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Katanila. Yeah, it's all Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, all saying that same basic shita that if an uber is one of the yorshim, then the avadim are not going to eat truma. Okay, but Rabbi Balzer will pick up tomorrow at the mission on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amid Beis.
Okay,
Shabbos.